The problem of violence that plagues parts of Chicago is national news.
Where 506 people were murdered in 2012.
One of those murders, a girl, shot dead not far from President Obama's Chicago.
The shooting occurred late Thursday night at about 10:15 in a working-class neighborhood called
13 people, including a 3-year-old boy, were wounded in a shooting late last night on the south side of Chicago. No one died.
It's against this dire backdrop that Mayor Emanuel is pushing for longer prison sentences for certain gun crimes, what are known as mandatory minimum sentences. The law is meant to get at gang members and people with previous felony convictions. The mayor has worked hard for this, along with the legislation sponsor, Democratic Representative Mike Zaleski from Riverside. They negotiated a deal with the National Rifle Association. That's almost unheard of for a Chicago bill dealing with guns. With the NRA on his side, Zaleski begins the day projecting confidence. He acknowledges there are members of the Black Caucus opposed to his plan, but
I just feel like I've done everything I can to make people happy on this bill.
That was just after 9 a.m. Within an hour, his legislation is up in the House. Zaleski runs through the routine things you have to do to start debate. Then, suddenly, Speaker of the House Mike Madigan hits the brakes.
Clerk advises there are outstanding notes on the bill, so the bill shall be taken out of the record.
We're hearing this in real time.
Chair is prepared to adjourn. Mr. Lang moves that the House stand adjourned to the call of the chair. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it. The House does stand adjourned to the call of the chair.
The reaction among the sponsors can best be described as, you've got to be kidding. One minute they're about to debate the mayor's gun bill, the next Speaker Madigan points out some paperwork is missing, then abruptly adjourns the last scheduled session day of the year. Herein lies the intrigue. The notes the Speaker referred to are requests for information that can only be provided by the administration of Governor Pat Quinn. Things like how much the new, longer prison sentences would cost the Department of Corrections. The notes were requested by Representative Ken Duncan, a Chicago Democrat and chairman of the Black Caucus. He, with what appears to be the cooperation of the Quinn administration, put a brick on the mayor's bill. Zaleski, the sponsor, says he negotiated extensively with his colleagues, including members of the Black Caucus. But, he says, no is always going to be the answer for some people.
I mean, you saw it today. You saw an unwillingness to have a debate about public policy and public safety, and we resorted to tricks because the votes were there.
Actually, if that bill was passed, was called today, it would have failed.
Representative Duncan.
There was not a parliamentary trick. It was a parliamentary procedure that we have in the Illinois House rule book. Where is this word trick coming from?
Duncan says the mandatory minimum bill would ensnare too many innocent citizens. He says locking more people up will not end the violence on the south and west sides of Chicago. And he had a message for Emanuel.
The mayor of the city of Chicago needs to work with all of us. He needs to work with the largest constituency in his city as well as us down here.
Whether you call it a political trick or a parliamentary procedure, all it does is buy a little time. Emanuel remains committed to his approach, even as experts say there's scant evidence longer sentences actually deter crime, certainly not as much as hiring more police officers would. The legislature is scheduled to be back at the end of January, and there's talk of a special session in December to deal with state employee pensions. That should give the Quinn administration plenty of time to file those notes. I'm Brian Mackey.